All right, welcome to Halloween Spooky Progressions. So minor progressions usually have a way of throwing students for a loop. I know in my previous career and journey, anytime I got to a minor progression, I really wasn't excited about it. In today's podcast episode, I'm going to walk you through a lot of creepy, haunting, spooky minor progressions that you can use in jazz for composition, and obviously you can study when you get to them in the real book standards. With that being said, let's check it out. Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast. My name is Brendan Lowe, and if you've ever felt stuck trying to learn jazz piano from a million different sources, this show is definitely for you. Each week, I break things down step by step to help you play with more freedom, more confidence, and a whole lot more swing. Everything I share here ties back to the system that I created and that we use inside the Jazz Piano School membership. So if you're ready for more structure and progress, I'll tell you how to check that out at the end of this episode. And hey, if you're enjoying this kind of real-world guidance, make sure to hit follow or subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. All right, so all of the progressions here are going to really be based off a minor 2-5-1. So let's talk about that real quick. We're going to do all of these in the key of C minor. So here's my C minor. Now, your minor chord can be a lot of different things. For now, I'm just going to start with a regular minor triad. I mean, this is used in jazz a lot. So this is going to be a 1-6-2-5. On my 6 chord, I'm going to want to use at least a flat 9, if not a flat 13. I like using a flat 13 as well. So here's my flat 9, here's my flat 13. And then on my 2 chord, I'm going to have a minor 7 flat 5. So I have D minor 7 flat 5 going to a G 7 flat 9 flat 13. So let's play that again. Here's a regular C minor 7. Minor 7 flat 5. Excuse me. Dominant 7 flat 9 flat 13 on the 6. 2 minor 7 flat 5. And then 5, 7. So essentially, this is going to be one of the number one progressions I'm going to teach you here. You should definitely be practicing this, you know, through as many keys as possible. This is essentially the noir loop, right? And this is kind of like, you get this in the very old jazz clubs, film noir, dark and smoky. It's very unresolved. And it's just got such a beautiful presence. And again, this can be in ballads. I love the shape of the minor 6 over this as well. I think it's probably one of my favorites with the minor 2-5 here. Moving to that dominant, back to the minor 7 flat 5, and then to that dominant 7 flat 9 flat 13. So now my voicings here, and the way that I'm comping through this in order to create this effect is that I have a lot of right-hand rootless voicings working here with just left-hand bass notes. If we get up here, it's going to be a little bit thinner. I'm still not really using two-hand voicings just yet. I can show you how to do that in just a second. But here, right? If we do have our bass notes, we're going to want to keep them down low to create that very haunting effect. So again, minor 6, A7 flat 9 flat 13. That's our 6, dominant 7 flat 9 flat 13. 2 minor 7 flat 5 into our 5, 7. Now, a really great scale for this, if you're working on your improv, is going to be a blues scale over this. So a lot of times, if I have my left hand working over the chords, really love the blues sound. You can also go for a more vertical approach. That was like a horizontal approach, meaning I was just using the blues scale to blanket all 4 chords, right? I used entire blues scale. We could kind of switch this up and go more based on every single chord. This is going to be more advanced, obviously, but we could use a melodic minor here. We could go into our altered scale over that A7 chord. And then I don't want to get too far into this, but again, more of a D Locrian sound. And then again, we could do G7 altered here if you know that. And that is more advanced. But if you're a beginner, all you should really do is just start practicing this progression. Take one of the chord structures that I've taught you, try to use your rootless voicings and work through that. Okay, so that's going to be number one, just the essential minor 1-6-2-5. All the other progressions I'm going to teach you right now are going to be built off of this. So I call this next one the diminished descent. So from here, remember, we can use like a 1 minor major to switch up the 1 chord. This is going to go to a flat 3 diminished. Now there's 2 ways to do this. You can go into the flat 3 diminished, right? And then lead down into your minor 7 flat 5. So essentially we're replacing the 6th chord with this flat 3 diminished, which is very haunting and spooky, right? And then that falls very nicely into the 2 minor 7 flat 5 into my G7 chord. So a lot of times, right? And then here's your diminish. Cool sound you're getting here. Again, can be used for reharms, certain types of compositional purposes, just knowledge of the way that you can move your progression around. The other thing I like to do here in this particular progression is keep the bass. So I'll keep the bass here as a C, and then I'll move to my diminished chord, kind of like a pedal, and then I'll move into my D minor 7 flat 5. So when I change the chord, this kind of creates almost a C diminished, which moves down into my D minor 7 flat 5. Now I can keep the pedal going over the entire sequence if I want, right? Check it out. C minor major, E flat diminished, D minor 7 flat 5, G7. Now, technically when I play this diminished chord, it does make it a C diminished now because I have the C in the bass, but it doesn't really matter. You can think about it either way. So that's gonna be the diminished descent. Very cool texture. Again, just a little twist on the 1-6-2-5, which is exactly why I started to work on it. Now, for your diminished chord, what you're going to want to use here is your whole half scale. This is going to allow you to improvise over this diminished scale. Whole step, half step, whole step, half step, whole step, half step, whole step, half step. And that was the scale I was using to run up and down during that diminished chord, right? So you can totally work on that. Very, very fun. Let's go to number 3. This is going to be the classic minor line cliche. And funny enough, I've named this the rising shadow. I don't know why, it just sounded kind of fun. So we have this one inner voice that climbs. Well, it kind of descends, really. This should be really called the descending shadow. My bad. The descending shadow, right? So we have this minor chord here. This is going to be classic. This inner voice moving down to the 7 and then to the 6. So this is very, very classic. You should definitely know this because you're going to see it in a lot of lead sheets. You have the 1 here, the root in the middle, which moves to the minor major, which moves to the minor 7, right? The dominant 7, rather, with a minor 3rd, into the 6, minor 6 chord, right? And then I think in the progression, in the intro, I went to a 4 minor, which is kind of a cool voicing attack onto that. But again, you're going to hear this so much. Lots and lots of progressions use this in so many different ways. So this is one you're definitely going to want to practice. And again, it has this beautiful inner line motion moving. Now, this can be done in the middle of the voicing like this. It can be done on the top. But it's very, very nice because you have this beautiful, haunting, melodic move that moves through that. Okay, so that's number 3. Now, number 4, all right, this is going to be the ghost turnaround. The ghost turnaround. Don't ask me where I came up with these names. I was just trying to put some creepy effect into them, right? So the ghost turnaround is going to be, again, built off the 1-6-2-5. That's why I taught you that first. Now, instead of the diminished here on the flat 3, we're going to make this a dominant chord. So technically the dominant chord is going to be a tritone substitution for our 6th chord. So we're going to have 1 minor 6 or minor major or just a regular triad. This is going to move to a dominant. And then this is going to slide down into that minor 7 flat 5 and then into the 5 flat 9 flat 13. So can really kind of hear the creepiness factor. It kind of gives that, like, it just get a different type of character in that, in this chord here, that gives it just a little bit of like a more edgy twist to kind of like some ghouls coming out, obviously. But in jazz, you know, all jokes aside, you're going to see this a lot. And it's such a nice reharm to use when you move up to this flat 3 dominant instead of the 6. And it's a great reharm to use anytime you see a minor 1-6-2-5. I love going to this. And again, blues scale works so great over all this. Such an amazing, amazing little thing there. Now, I have one more to show you, and this is a really fun one. It kind of creates this endless cycle, right? And because of that, I've named this the Phantom Cycle. Now, what's happening here is we are going to take the 2-5, the minor 2-5, from our 1-6-2-5. Now, instead of resolving this, what we're going to do is move up by a half step, right, into a half step above minor 2-5. So you can kind of shift back and forth if you want to. So what I like to do, if I have a full bar of the 2 minor 7 flat 5 and then a full bar of the G7, what I'll do is I'll go 2-5, 2-5, 2-5-1. Right, now again, through compositional purposes or reharms or however you want to create music, if you want to kind of work on these things, shifting up and continuing to shift your minor 7 flat 5 chords up will kind of create this endless pattern and cycle where it really feels like it's just kind of like never ending, which is a really, really cool effect. So again, I love to use this as a reharm where I just move up by a half step in a, you know, into your new minor 2-5 and then down. And again, I'm just using some standard voicings here with the root on top, the G7, and then shifting that up all by a half step. Okay, so let me go back through these again. You're going to want to start at number 1. This is going to be essentially the noir loop, right? Old Smoky Jazz Clubs, film noir. So we have the 1 triad, we have the 1 minor major, or the 1 minor 6 chord. This is going to go to your 6 dominant, flat 9 or flat 13 or both if you want. Sorry, that's a sharp 11. D minor 7, flat 5, your 2 minor into your 5 chord, all right? And then the next one's going to be the diminished descent, because we're going to use that triad or that minor major. We're going to move up to the flat 3, and then we're going to descend into our 2 minor 7 flat 5 into our 5 chord. And again, if you want to pedal the whole thing, keep C on the bottom, you're more than welcome to. This creates a very cool, reharmed, spooky effect. You can use it at the beginning of ballads, the ends of ballads, wherever you want to end your tune. Intros, it's fantastic for all of that. I changed this from the rising shadow to the descending shadow, right? So we have this beautiful descending line from starting from our triad into our minor C minor major 7 into our C minor 7 into our C minor 6 chord. And again, you can kind of finish this off or move to a beautiful F minor 5, flat 9, flat 13, back into your 1 chord. If you do want to resolve, you totally don't have to. Number 4, the ghost turnaround. This is with the tritone reharm in place of the 6. We're going to go 1 minor 6, 1 minor major, whatever your preference is, minor triad, into the flat 3 dominant, into my 2 minor 7 flat 5, into my 5 7 chord. One more time. Love these. And finally, the kind of phantom cycle chromatic reharm with your 2-5. We can move up to 5, 2, 5, and then. Again, beautiful ways to utilize minor harmony progressions, especially in this fitting month of October. Study these because, again, most students aren't really too familiar with their minor harmony. Most of the time, we're always working on major harmony, but these minor harmony effects, reharms, and movements will definitely start to spice up things anytime you play a minor standard or have a minor progression in one of your standards that you play. Hope you guys enjoyed that, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope today's episode helped bring you some clarity or even inspiration for your playing. If you want a clear path to move forward based on your personal jazz goals, I put together a free resource called the Jazz Piano School Flowchart. It maps out the three most common goals jazz pianists pursue: how to play in a band, comping, solo piano, and improvisation. And it shows you exactly what to work on to get there. You can grab it now for free by going to jazzpianoschool.com/flowchart, or just click the link in the show notes. I'll catch you in the next episode, and as always, happy practicing.